Hey Carl, is it a good decision to watch this film 3 weeks ago, forget the entire thing, and then try and do an hour review on it?
Oh, probably not, but wasn't it a great 3 weeks?
Oh my god, we didn't think about this, and it was glorious.
I know, I can't wait to just go through my notes and be like, oh god, what did I mean by that?
Just reading a poorly scribbled note going, I guess we could do a joke on that.
What do we think's going to be more poorly written? My notes or the film?
My name is Oscar.
My name is Carl.
And this is Who Would Watch This? Welcome to Who Would Watch This, the podcast where we review and watch a little film and try and figure out who would watch this.
Today we're talking about S. Darko. Currently has an IMDb rating of 3.8, a Letterboxd rating of 1.4, and a Rotten Tomatoes score of 13%. And if, hey, you're like, oh, I don't really know the film S. Darko, or I can't find it, Rotten Tomatoes calls it S. Darko, a Donnie Darko tale.
Ooh. Here's the plot in a sentence. I'm now...
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Donnie Darko's little sister Samantha and her best friend Corey are on a cross-country road trip, but soon find themselves entangled in a dangerous glitch in the time-space continuum. Carl, should we have watched this film more recent?
Yes. I had a blast when I watched it 3 weeks ago, and I was like, this will be a great episode. No clue. I don't understand anything I've written. I've got an opening thing about the font. I don't even remember the font of the film.
That's what I've said. I've said, fuck the font. But
why do we hate the font so much? Can we get it? I don't know. It's going to be such a confusing episode. It's going to be really surreal.
It's going to be surreal.
Like the film.
But it makes sense. Even though we're confused by this film, the film doesn't do any favors in making it like a cohesive story. Because Donnie Darko, you've seen it. First one, it's a bit of a cult hit, but it's a little bit...
It's also, like, purposely confusing, but ties it all together.
Yeah.
So somebody said, hey, what if we did that more confusing on a worse scale?
And then, should we resolve it?
No.
No, that's what we're going to do.
I love the idea. It's definitely one of those scripts where the writers did so much cocaine for 2/3 of it, and then their wife went, you haven't seen your kid for a month. And he went, I'll write the rest of it later. And then they just didn't, and that's what they recorded.
But isn't he happy with his family? That's the best thing in rehab.
No, I hear... Oh, I'm just getting this in. Like, live on the podcast, he has indeed left his family for cocaine.
Oh, I see. That's a good trade-off, honestly.
Oh, it's a great trade-off. Oh, I'm getting this in again. His kid was made of cocaine. There was no child.
Oh, so why did he give up the cocaine? Cocaine kid.
Oh, I'm just getting this in. All right, before we get any further, Oscar, let's rewind to when our younger selves hadn't seen the film and tried to guess who they thought would watch this. Oscar, it's sequels month and it's S. Darko. I'm upset this isn't called Donnie Darko 2. I'm very upset.
S. Darko. That's how every sequel... It's the sequel to Donnie Darko. It's very clever.
But it's not like the first one was called D. Darko.
Sequel Darko. What do we think? Do you like the first one?
Yeah, I haven't seen the first one since high school. Yeah. I do remember really liking it.
I remember liking it, but I remember being like...
dark.
Yeah, I remember being dark. But I remember being so... Again, I was like 14 when watching it. I was like, this is a good film. Watched it when... Think I got it? Then I watched like a YouTube video. And I'm like, I got it. I'm very smart.
Aren't those the best films?
Oh yeah, the ones you don't get, but you get told are good, and then you look it up and go, that was good. I agree with everybody.
It's one of those things where there's somehow like the whole world's in a Stockholm syndrome, and they've convinced themselves that a movie's smart.
Yeah,
because they're like one person figured it out, and it trickled its way down.
It's like, oh, you didn't get that? Like, no, I got it. Yeah. YouTube shit
happens all the time. Though I remember watching the new season of Twin Peaks and being like, don't get it whatsoever. Watching like a 3-hour deconstruction of it, and I went, he's a genius.
He is a genius. it ruins it though. In a
it's
way.
Like, it's not my fault. I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah. Didn't get it. I'm not going to detract that from his art.
No.
But maybe he should have dumbed it down for me.
Which is such a bad criticism. Can you just dumb it down for me? The simpleton. All right. Well, that's Donnie Darko 1.
Yeah.
The sequel. Where does it go from here?
Do you know anything about it?
No.
No clue, hey?
Nothing.
This has no...
culture. No, yeah. No infamy for being a bad sequel.
No, absolutely not. And if you ask people, they won't know that there's a Donnie Darko sequel.
Yeah.
It completely doesn't exist. I have no clue what to expect. I hope the rabbit's back, I guess?
I must be back, but that I feel like it was going to butcher its symbolism. Which I know what it is. And you don't, Carl? Telling. I know what it means. So yeah, I guess the second one...
Who's it going to be for? Who do we think it's going to be for?
Okay.
Because we know it would have been made for fans of Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I imagine the person that made it was probably a massive fan. You don't sign on to this... Unless it's really on the opposite direction and just like a fun sequel. I don't know. Is it going to be more confusing, do we think?
It's weird. I think it could go in two ways. Yeah. I think it could be... It gets so far up its own ass because it's a sequel that doesn't understand its own material.
Mm.
Or it's going to be really dumbed down because it's a quickly made sequel.
So we might actually like it. If it's dumbed down, then we'll like it. If it's too up its own ass. If it's a YouTube tutorial...
Then I'll pretend to like it.
I'll pretend to like it. It's a great film. We're going to watch it.
So I would assume if it's dumb...
Yep.
The audience are people that constantly look at YouTube videos for explanations on films.
Yep.
And if it's too smart, the audience are the people that make the videos for the dumb people on YouTube.
It's going to be a pretty...
It's a tight race.
All right, Carl, that was that.
That was that.
That was that.
That was what?
Were we... Were... No, it's none of that. It is...
Yeah, because that was that.
Yeah, that was that.
That was that.
That was that.
Art Attack?
I love this show. I'm going to go on a tangent. You know that little bust that's in the Art Attack
thing? Yeah.
I was so terrified of that as a kid.
Oh.
My mum bought me an Art Attack book, but it was on the back, like in a big picture. So she went through and coloured it out, every single one, because he was like the little Titbit man.
Yeah.
So she coloured all those out.
Mm.
That bust is fucked up.
Yeah. On a related note, my dad died of a heart attack.
Oh, so I guess we're both pretty traumatic.
Very. What are your thoughts on Mr. Squiggle?
Was he again?
It was the puppet with a nose that could draw.
I don't think I ever watched that. I'm an adult, Carl.
It's not out now. And also, you're not. We're both 11. No, but seriously, as an 11-year-old, it's hard having my dad dead. Of a heart attack. It's such a shame, because I know that this episode's 2 weeks out or whatever. Mm. Perfect episode for Easter.
Oh yeah, fuck.
Shame. We should have done Hop.
We should have done Hop. Would you have done Hop?
No.
No.
Just me being like, guys, I don't like it. Controversial opinion. Not a fan of Hop.
Off the gate. That's all you do. Oh god.
Alright, let's jump into it. What do you reckon the font thing was?
I don't know. I'm going to actually double down. I think it was a shit font.
Well, I would assume it's a shit font. I've gone... It looks like the font from the first film, and then it's turned into the Star Wars font. Does that ring any bells?
No. God. Isn't this riveting?
This is going to be great for the listeners.
Let's jump into the... It starts off with two pals... And they're taking drugs in the car, driving lost, along the desert.
Yeah, they're Thelma and Louising their way across America.
Yeah.
There's a unicorn in the cloud.
Yes, there's a unicorn in the cloud.
They break down somewhere.
Yeah.
And somebody says, do we wait?
Yeah, these two girls, so one of them's called Samantha, who I didn't really understand was Donnie Darko's sister.
No, not at all. The... only way I was able to deduce it,
yeah,
using my insider knowledge mm-hmm. on the film industry,
yeah,
is I thought perhaps the S in the title alludes to the main character beginning with an S, and thus the other character was called Corey. I thought, the main character must be Samantha.
The bad bit, do you, the little accent bit? Oh, he's nailed
it. Yeah, and
that.
It came back for you, didn't
it? Yeah, it came back for me. All right, so...
It's because I always go on a horrible tangent. And then if I can get the slightest little laugh out of you, I'm like, staying in.
40-minute bit. It landed.
Me just recapping my weekend. What of it? So they're trying to fix their car or whatever. Yes. So one of the characters bravely lays down on the road of the highway.
Yes, Samantha lays down on the ground of the highway.
Sweltering heat, this road would be. Burning it would.
What's the vibe these girls give off? Because I think it's very, like, have you seen Skins?
Oh, yeah.
You know how...
One of them looks like Cassidy, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I think
right?
so.
Right? Back me up.
I'm backing
you. Why won't you back me up on fucking
back
anything?
You're nothing.
This is ridiculous. You know, as hosts, we need to...
Hey,
don't
co-
do this in co-host, front...
Co-host.
I am the host.
You're the co-host.
I am the host.
I'm the owner.
No, you're not. Where's our intern? Settle a debate. Well, the road would be sweltering hot, and the confidence to lie down on a highway where people are driving, you know,
but what
100 kilometers an hour.
The only reason they do this is so it can be, it's a foreshadowing, because later on she dies on the road, and she's in this position on the ground.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's foreshadowing.
I'm genuinely convinced the actress wanted out and thought, death might be the way.
What's the quickest way to commit suicide? I guess laying on a hot road is about, I don't know, 14 hours.
She's like, I want to get out of this film. They're like, yeah, when you're dead. And she was just laid flat down on a highway.
Well, we can't stop her. She's got her own rights.
Film her. So then this guy rocks up.
Yes.
Right? And this is the guy from, I don't want to say Gilmore Girls.
No, say Gilmore Girls. It's Gossip Girls, but isn't Gilmore Girls the old one?
No, Gilmore Girls is the good one.
And Gossip Girl isn't?
No! So this guy rocks up.
Yes.
And it's really confusing. Do they know him?
No, but they kind of chat like they know each other.
Yeah, straight away. It really came off as porn.
And also, we're not going to go into names, because no one gets a name in this entire film. Well,
S does.
S Dark. No, she doesn't. We don't. I only know she's her name is Samantha because I looked it up later.
Oh, yeah!
No one gets a name, really. So this is Douchey Mechanic.
But he's not the mechanic. He's Gilmore Girls.
Oh, he's Gilmore Girls.
Let's call him Gilmore.
Let's call him Gilmore.
Let's call him Happy Gilmore.
Oh, God.
Actually, he's a bit miserable. Let's call him Unhappy Gilmore.
Unhappy Gilmore. I'm sure we will remember that.
I will. I'm going to make a note. Little visual gag for the audience there. It's like I'm trying to torpedo the show. I kept on being like, is he high or just trying to be hot? Like, there's so much smoldering from this dude.
He's got this gorgeous, like, leather jacket on, white shirt tucked in, and he's got the cigarettes, like, rolled up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah. I hate when people do that.
Who does that? Get pockets.
I know.
Like, I don't get it. Why they must.
You've got two options. Either stop smoking or get pockets.
Yeah, that's the only option I would assume you're going to have.
Right?
Really? That's
what do you reckon? What else can you put up there? A hot dog?
Cooked,
flexible hot dog for later? Would you roll that up your sleeve?
Yeah, I guess you could, actually. That'd probably be the easiest one. It's kind of like stuffed crust, but for your sleeve.
What would you do? Like a half a slice of pizza?
What's half a slice of pizza?
So they're cut into eighths? Again, a sixteenth of a pizza?
Not a little triangle?
What about a pizza puff? Would you roll up a little pizza puff up there? Unfurl it, and then just once it's there, and you'd probably have to brush off a bit of the lint.
Yeah, because the shirt is lint.
Yeah, it's probably warm. If you wanted to be warm, could you put it in your forearm bit, because that swelters, and lean it against your torso?
It's kind of like the worst microwave ever.
Yeah, who knew armpits were the jerkin?
Carl, what are we going to do? This is the hardest one we've ever fucking done.
I have no idea what to talk about. He's like, hey, look, the town's around the corner.
Yeah.
Right? So they go into the town. There's a windmill and Mad Max is sitting on top of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then so this guy is the creepy dude in the town who sits on this windmill all day long and is like the town, like, creep. And no one likes him because he's a creepy guy.
Yeah.
But he'll come back into the story quite a bit.
He will. And I think he has a dream. He reaches into the TV and pulls out a feather.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And I was like, this is major Exorcist 2 vibes.
Yes. So he does that. That's his plot.
Oh, yeah. And then, so what he does is he jumps down a hole.
Mm-hmm.
The windmill blows up.
Yes.
This is the instigating event for the whole film.
Yeah.
Because I guess he's really the Donnie Darko.
He's the Donnie. So, should we just try and lay out the mechanics of this film and what Donnie Darko's doing?
Yep.
Okay.
But this isn't Donnie Darko.
This isn't Donnie Darko.
This is M. Darko.
This is P.H. Darko. And he's... So, in Donnie Darko 1...
Yep.
Donnie Darko is like the... What would you call it?
He's given a name. Like, yeah. the whole thing is like you have somebody that's like the spectator.
Yeah.
And the, like, the instigator.
Yeah.
And so, this movie posits S. Darko is the instigator, Mad Max is the spectator.
Yes.
Or vice versa.
Something like that. So then, anyway, so S. Darko, in a future life, saves Mad Max from this inciting incident where he would have died.
Yeah.
And by doing that, it causes, like, a rift in the universe.
Yeah.
And everything starts going wrong.
A lot of things start going wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Let's try and go through all the characters from memory.
Oh, God.
Because
okay.
I'm really lost. And I'm going to start off with our favorite, Gay Jeremy.
Gay Jeremy rocks up.
This guy rocks up and they make fun of him for being gay.
So he rocks up to like the crash site where the meteor's meant to kill Mad Max.
Yeah.
And he's like, ooh, this is very cool, a rock. And
everyone's like, huh, what are you into rocks? You gaybo? What rock rhymes with cock? You gaybo? They're so homophobic. But then I think he goes into a diner.
So the meteor's crashed outside a diner. Yep. So everyone is like looking at the meteor going, that's crazy, let's go into the diner. You're right, Gay Jeremy rocks up. Why are we calling him Gay Jeremy? That feels offensive. However, this film goes, he goes, wow, it's a really cool meteor. Our main protagonists go, hey, you like meteors? That's pretty gay. He like sunks his head like, oh.
Like he's, like that's, the comment has ruined him. Ruined him.
As a matter of fact, he might spiral and become the villain of the story.
Horrible representation for the LGBT community.
Oh, exactly. One insult and he's like, well, I'm going to commit murder.
Oh, absolutely. So, but then, because a little bit of a romance evolves, before they leave the diner, S. Darko goes up to him and goes, hey, I don't think you're gay. And leaves on that note.
And Jeremy's like, well, I guess I'm in love. If I can't get her, I'm going to end it all.
It's a lot. He's like, okay, so one thinks I'm gay. The other doesn't. What to do?
What to do with that information? Okay, so at the moment, we've got a couple of characters. We've got two girls that were on the highway. This is Samantha and Clara? Corey. We have cool dude who we've called
Unhappy Gilmore.
We've also got creepy windmill guy Mad Max.
Yep.
Who's now been saved.
We've also got Dolores from the diner who they dine and dash.
They do. We've got Gay Jeremy.
Oh, Gay Jeremy.
And we also have a cop that wears very short shorts.
Wears shorts. I've never admit he's. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. He's cut his own pants. Those do not look like regular shorts. He's gone, it's hot, I can't afford ripped jeans. The shorts are coming out and he's snipped and snapped his way around.
Costume was like, please don't wear shorts. That makes you look really kind of, you know, unthreatening. You're meant to be a very threatening character. He's like, I am boiling, Deborah. I'm boiling.
He's like, have you seen how fucking attractive my calves are? Look at the definition.
The camera
from the
just
knee
dips.
To the
camera
ankle.
Dips down like, God damn.
The
all
cameraman's
right.
Just a slut for his ankles.
You can keep
calves.
On the shorts. Make them shorter throughout the scenes. And they do. They get progressively shorter.
So he just rocks up in a Speedo. And he's like, it's weird, isn't it? S. Darko, am I right?
S. Darko.
We've also got a priest.
Yep.
And we've got a crazy woman that's also into religion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the guy that owns where they're sleeping.
Yes, the motel man. Yep. If you think that's a really weird, colourful amount of characters, don't worry, they're not interesting. It's like Twin Peaks, but done awfully. Done to like what I imagine a producer that made Twin Peaks in like the 90s was like, sounds awful. Let's not make this.
Us trying to scrape together all of those characters.
Yeah.
Is about as interesting as I assume the pitch for this film was. Just, they must have been looking around the room and just being like, there's a priest?
Yep.
Oh, God. Gay Jeremy.
Gay character? No, just insulted.
They'll mock him.
Yeah, they'll mock him for his homosexuality. Is he a homosexual? No, he's not. No, just
so
like
there's
meteors.
There's still no representation in this film. Yes, that's right. Just none. So, oh yes, and now there's the... Oh, there's so much going on in this film. A boy named Billy is missing.
Yes.
Billy is the brother of Unhappy Gilmore.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're at a pool party.
Yeah, they're at a pool party that they've all been invited to. No clue why these two randoms have just been invited to a pool party.
Are they high schoolers? What's the age demo?
I think they're about 17.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the vibe. Yeah. We're at a pool party. Yeah. It's strange.
Yeah.
It's a very strange vibe.
So then S. Darko's like, hey, Unhappy Gilmore, let's go to your dead brother's room. And she finds the room's just everything shrink-wrapped.
Yeah.
For pristineness.
Yeah.
Because I can only assume the art department wasn't allowed to get stains on anything.
Oh no, this is S. Darko. Don't wipe your dirty little toes in here.
Unhappy Gilmore, we see how greasy you are.
But,
all right.
So then they're like, I don't know who insists it, but I think they're trying to fuck in this room.
Yeah. Oh, I think one of them tries to instigate it on the missing boy's bed.
Oh, it's upsetting. The crinkle just like cracks down. This is like, ugh.
How? What do you say we remove this plastic and get undercover? Oh.
Ooh, Toy Story sheets. Let's peel those back and make sweet love.
Ooh, it's also crusty. During this time, there's so much lightning and thunder.
So much lightning. There's just so much strange camera shots throughout the whole thing.
So I've just written here, yep, you can see the budget.
Because the budget was about $4 million. Yeah. I don't know how much the first one was.
I heard the first one's $150 million.
Imagine greenlighting Donnie Darko cult classic. Who would give $150 million to that script?
We've got Jake Gyllenhaal. Who?
Don't worry. What's the plot? Well, he's a depressed boy.
What do you need $150 million for?
Seth Rogen's in this one.
Who? From Freaks and Geeks. What?
Well, we're paying Jake 50, Seth 50. There's also a bunny. A bunny? How much does that cost? A lot. A lot of
most
rent-
of us. What? The original Tony Darko cost $6 million to make.
This cost $4 million. And it's so disgusting.
Well, the other thing, the original Tony Darko made no money.
Yeah, it made no money.
No money.
And then it's become a cult classic.
Yeah.
So, in fairness, if you watched that in theaters and didn't know it was meant to be good,
I don't think you'd think it was good.
No, I don't think
you need
it
someone. I don't think until the age of YouTube when somebody broke it down to people go, "Oh, Donnie Darko, it's good."
Oh shit, I'm an idiot. Okay, I don't mind that now. I'll watch it again. That is good. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So they're telling us they're counting down to the fact that there's 3 days left.
Yes.
To the end
screen
of the-
keeps popping up. 3 days remain until the meteor shower that's been caused by Samantha saving Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, during this time, like the where they're staying, the hotel guy keeps on trying to bug them.
Yep.
There's a part where she like just closes the door on him and just continues to have a conversation. He's like, Hey. America's Got Talent last night?
Oh, it was great. Should have seen it.
Let's talk about that talking dog. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah,
she's like, it was a puppet, and you know it. That dog don't have talent. Simon Cowell fell for it.
That idiot. It's dark.
So fire begins to burn down the church?
Yes. So the church... God, it's such a mess. The church burns down.
If you think that we're being sporadic, no.
We're not.
This is the layout of the film.
It goes from that. It goes from an awkward conversation at the motel to the church on fire.
Yeah.
And a creepy Mad Max man is like, well, I did that. And then walks away.
Yeah, well, I think the police officer, who's still in shorts.
Very short shorts.
Rocks up and is like, this place is made of brick.
How did this burn down?
Burn down?
And I think the priest goes like, I guess it's the devil.
He's like, Satan. No, but seriously, I needed a tax write-off.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how much tax this church business costs. We're paying a lot.
And so this woman walks in, she's crying, bawling her eyes out because the church is dead. It's dead, it is.
It's gone.
Yeah, and so they ask her what's going on. She explains that she's really rocked by these events.
Mm.
Gay Jero walks up to... So now we've got crying woman and gay Jero.
Yep.
He's got an infection on his arm.
He has. Big yellow splotch. Yeah. You kind of go, what's that? And he's like, shut up.
And then during this time... Oh, these fucking notes, man.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
This is what I think is insane to me, is we've given one of the characters the name Mad Max and gone, that's humorous, that's silly, that's what we'll call him.
Mm.
When the movie itself has given him the name Iraq Jack.
Oh, that's right. Like, we're meant to be like, we can't do better than the film. The film's already done the names for us.
The movie's mocking itself.
When one of your title characters is gay Jeremy, I'm sorry, it's easy.
Oh god, should we get to the big twist of the like the middle of the film?
Yes.
The S. Darko's killed.
Yeah. She's killed in a car accident. All her friends, and by that I mean Corey and Unhappy Gilmore.
Oh god, he's unhappy.
Unhappy Gilmore drunk drives and knocks her over.
I don't get how she's died.
Yeah.
Here's what's happened.
Yeah.
She's standing at an intersection.
Yeah.
Unhappy Gilmore's gone to drive around her.
Mm.
I think another car's hit Unhappy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And then those two cars have run over S. Darko.
Yes. And now she's lying exactly how she was at the start of the film with the hot sun. Mm.
So I guess the actress got her dream.
She got her dream. She had to commit suicide. However, the film goes, no. You're going to come back and film.
So what happens for the next 20 minutes is it just follows Corey's life.
Corey's like, I'm really depressed. I really wanted my friend Samantha to live. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up to the mountain because... What's it called? Not hobo. not Matt. Sorry.
Mad Max. Mad Max.
You decide. Is wearing the bunny outfit. He's been welding it. He goes, hey, Corey, I got this, like, secret, like, tunnel. If you go in that, you go back in time.
She's like, what?
She does that.
Yeah.
She then, as they're
really
about...
Really quickly, is her car gonna get fixed? How long do they want to stay in this town?
They say at the start, the nicest mechanic's like, it'll probably take, I don't know, 4 days. And there's, like, Unhappy Gilmore's just like... Fuck you. I'll do it myself.
He's like, I'll do it myself. It'll take a month.
I'll charge you double.
He's like, don't worry. I'm doing you a solid. They're like, what? It feels like they're being kidnapped by this town.
It does. If it was done better, it'd feel like a creepier vibe, but it's not done better.
No, because it's all shot in the daytime. The idiots. When was the last time you were in a town and you're like, this is creepy. The sun's blazing and the policeman's in shorts.
Yeah, like, this is so lame. Ugh, nothing cool could happen here. Anyway, Corey goes back in time. While they're about to drunk drive crash.
Oh, the car flies up into the clouds?
Oh, it does, yeah. Corey gets out, makes up with Samantha, and then Corey dies. And then we pretty much go back...
The whole film reverses.
The whole film reverses.
Like somebody was rewinding on a VHS, like...
And then it just swaps back, and now Samantha's really depressed that Corey's died.
It's a 20-minute detour for no reason.
No reason. I have no clue what we've achieved here.
Nothing's changed. The movie's better for Corey having not been in it.
And then to make anything worse, what's it called? Gay Jeremy rocks up with an even worse blister. Like, his entire arm's, like, decrepit.
He's like, hey, I'm not that gay. He's bleeding out of everywhere.
Every orifice is squirting pus.
He's like, I swears it, I does.
I'm not. Samantha's like, that's really cool, Jeremy. I'm gonna leave. All right.
So then they run in... Oh, I'm so confused. I've just got gay Jero headbutts Gossip Girl.
Yeah, he does. Gay Jeremy with his gross little hand headbutts...
Unhappy Gilmore.
Unhappy Gilmore.
Who is totally fine with having killed.
Yeah, he's like, he's done it twice now. We've seen him mope around.
Yeah, both times we see him, he's just like, look, do you want me to finish a car or not?
Yeah. And can you get me a beer? Please. He's like drunk driving and he's still drinking. He's like, ugh, it was a problem, Soz.
He's like, the issue was the car, not me.
Yeah. Guns don't kill. No, guns do kill.
I kill people with guns.
But the guns are their fault. So the priest, who we've not really been introduced to yet, goes, hey, S. Darko, come over here. Let's watch a movie of your life.
But why do they meet? Do you remember this? I've gotten written
down. Oh, that's right, yeah. The priest, what's it called? It's like sweeping the church with a single broom. Like
our whole building's burned down. He's rocked up with a single broom to fix it.
Missing bristles, just like, well, let's get started. Starts sweeping in one area, and just the soot is everywhere. And S. Dark is like, this is a very sad image. He's like, let's go to watch a movie.
She's like, I can't handle you bringing a broom to this. there's been parties I've been at that don't look anywhere near as bad that a broom still couldn't fix. It might be the most useless.
Even if Jesus was on your side in this situation, it's not going to help.
Jesus was a carpenter. He knew chairs were better than brooms.
He could build the place. He couldn't clean it.
No, absolutely couldn't. Notoriously messy.
Oh, he was such a pig, wasn't he?
Got his blood everywhere on that cross.
Honestly, the Romans had to clean it. Just like, you piece of shit. If this is his legacy, I'm going to be ticked off. A big mess maker. That's what Jesus will be known for.
That's it. I'm gonna hide you under the carpet. Oh, there's no carpet? I'll put you in a cave. Put all the mess in the cave.
Oh, it's the messiest cave. And then get this. He leaves without cleaning up. Oh,
the only person in the whole world that understands how messy Jesus was, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah. The mess of the Christ.
It's just him on the DVD cover looking annoyed at Jesus, and Jesus got like a single broom, like, ugh.
It's. I love the idea that it's like The Odd Couple, and it's just Mel Gibson and Jesus.
Okay, so yeah, the priest has got his dumb broom, and S. Darko's like, just let's go watch a movie.
She's like, I'm gonna put you out of your fucking misery. No, that won't help. Okay?
But then the movie is. I don't know if the priest controls this, but at this movie theater, you can see your life.
Mm. And,
yeah.
And we find out the priest was in jail.
Yeah. For, we assume, like, sexual assault or something. But then the creepy Jesus girl who loves Jesus comes down to the priest and is like, hey, I love you and I love kids. I hope this doesn't come back to bite.
So then, we also find out the priest was in jail at some stage, so we know he's a bad guy. And then Mad Max takes S. Darko up a hill to the high ground. She's kind of kidnapped, but also just kind of going along with
it. She's along with the ride. She's got nothing else on. The car's still a mump. She can dilly-dally all she wants.
She then trips over the mask and is like, well, this doesn't fit you. And he's like, well, I didn't make it for myself.
Yeah.
Oh. So now, you know, in most movies, things would be beginning to click into place.
Yeah, all these weird tangent mysteries start to go together.
But this movie decides, no, let's continue.
Let's double down on it, if anything.
let's make sure this makes no sense. She's coming back from the hill. She gets to a mine.
Yeah.
Has the key
to the mine.
Well, how does she have the key?
I think the priest had it. Or the girl, or the creepy Jesus girl had it. That's not like an explained thing. That's just what I'm assuming.
Because we find out at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Because the woman keeps on being like, we have to protect the children or something.
Yeah, from this town.
She kidnapped those kids and locked them in there.
Is confusing, because I didn't realize there were two missing kids.
Right, it's so bizarre. One's called Billy, the other I don't think has a name.
No, it's just newly lost. So then Billy's been dead for ages, and this new kid that's been stolen is technically alive, but then will die by the end of the film.
So she saves him?
She saves him. But because she's going to go back in time and reverse everything, that kid's not going to make it.
Yeah, so both of the kids in turn die.
Yes.
Right. So then Anyway, but everybody thinks that Iraq Jack
has kidnapped the
kids.
Because he's been creepy the whole film.
Yep, so he gets tackled by Shorts.
Yep. And then Gay Jeremy's like, hey, he's like filthy white. He's got like a disposed hand.
He's definitely got crabs.
He's got crabs everywhere.
When I had crabs, boy was I itchy. Just like Gay Jeremy.
And we called you Gay Jeremy behind your back, and it was quite funny.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
gay
nice.
Carl.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, so then Gay Jeremy's like, wanna go on a date up the hill?
He's like popping pus and like kind of melting into the ground, and she's like, Yeah, I don't think you're gay.
I think it's Tanya. And the guy's like, is the car going to be ready? He's like, another 4 weeks.
He's well, like, the like... car?
I sold that for parts. To buy beer and cigarettes for my sleeve. Then they go up to the...
He's got a full can of beer up his sleeve on one and cigarettes on the other. He's like, oh, that's where the car is? This one unrolls his sleeve.
How could I fit? I need my cigarettes up here because all the car parts are in my pockets filled.
Look at this. Here, you want oil? Throws it at her.
Anyway, so they go on a date, and somehow this awfully man that's been mutated is like, I'm evil. And yeah, of course he is.
But he's also just like, look at those pretty fireworks.
Yeah. So the meteors start raining.
He's like, the little things in life.
The little things in life.
You gotta admire
while,
this stuff.
While melting into the ground. Wow, it's beautiful. Poetic even. Everything starts going bad. Meteors start raining. S. Darko jumps into a cube portal.
Well, she dies?
No, she go. Oh, she.
She gets pushed over and
she gets hit in the head.
And then she, using the feather.
Yes.
Unlocks Iraq Jack from jail.
Yeah.
Takes him.
Yeah.
Back to the windmill.
Yes.
And leaves him there.
To die.
And he dies.
So which makes it so then he dies, which then the whole ripple doesn't happen. Like the first one.
Yeah.
Because by Donnie Darko getting crushed by a jet plane, all the bad events don't happen.
Yeah. So... What's confusing about this movie is, and I will commend the writer for trying this.
Yeah,
but he's tried to reverse the first film.
Mm.
So, in turn, if you were looking at the two movies, it's like if S. Darko was really the bunny.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So that's what they're saying. But the reason the first Donnie Darko is told from the point of view of Donnie Darko. Is because to do it from any other point of view is incredibly confusing.
Yeah, because you need to. Because we're lost with Donnie Darko. We're lost with him, so it kind of makes sense. It's confusing because he's like, I'm learning this for the first time. Whereas in this one, it's like, hey, you should just know all this.
Yeah,
we're gonna just go full forward, and then just there's so much stuff. Anyway, so then real quickly, S. Darko's like, I'm alive now, I'm gonna leave. And Corey's like, what's going on? We just broke down here. Gets on the bus, they leave.
Yep. Oh, and everybody looks up to the sky.
Yep.
And I wrote, Shorts finds his dog tags.
Yep. It's a strange film. It's a strange... You are right, though. Like, congrats. If you want to make a sequel, I guess this is kind of the only way to go.
Like, I get... Like, I will commend any sequel trying to not do... a repeat of the first.
Yeah.
So I get telling it from a different perspective.
Mm.
It's a clever way to do it. But this needs to be, on top of everything else, far more intriguing and entertaining.
Oh, 100%. You can see little bits, like the kind of creepy town kind of works, but then it's
why isn't it nighttime?
Why isn't it better written? Because all the dialogue is strange.
Just the everything to do with Jeremy's odd.
Yeah. And we get a lot of Jeremy.
Like, so much Jeremy. What's the point of Jeremy?
Also, I don't get what the two girls, why they're together, like, on this road trip.
It's also weird that she doesn't talk at all about, like, her brother.
Yeah.
Talk about your brother. He's dead.
You think you'd
get mentioned. Died from a plane.
Or she might go, maybe this is what happened to my brother. Throughout the film. A lot of weird shit's happening. Maybe she might go piece them together.
You know, she has the power to go back in time. Why didn't she go back in time and save her brother?
Because I guess she already knows that by reversing that, it would cause a rift. But I don't know how she knows all this stuff. She seems very mystical throughout the whole thing.
Mm. She seems like she doesn't exist.
No. Is that why Corey went back in time? Because she wasn't meant to die?
Yeah.
How did Corey know?
She didn't. She got led astray by Irock Jack.
Yeah.
I think everything is done to set everything right.
Mm.
He had to not die at the windmill at the start to save S. Darko from dying.
Yeah.
And in turn, by saving her, she's able to put him back and right everything.
Yes.
I think?
I guess so, because if he did die, they would have stayed in this town. And
yeah,
he would have died.
If he had died the first time round, she probably still would have died.
Gotcha.
But because he didn't die the first time round, he uses twirly-whirly powers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the more we talk about it, the more it makes sense. But then again, it's a mess.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough.
Giant.
So much weird little plot points. It's a stressful mess of an episode, this. Because...
I'm unhinged. I don't know if it's coming across in the episode, but I'm very upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. Got no clue what we watched, really.
Mm.
And maybe if someone had told you this is actually really good, what would you think? Like, if this had, like an 8 on IMDb...
Oh, I would pretend to like it.
Yeah.
No, I think I would be like, you all are crazy. Because on top of everything else, it's really boring and poorly acted and poorly directed.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about that. The camera's going everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm convinced they didn't have a cameraman.
No. I think a feather that floated down was just their cameraman. Yeah. Like, get the point of view of the feather. That's how we do it.
Okay, Oscar, who would watch S. Darko... A Donnie Darko Tale.
A Donnie Darko Tale. Okay, well, if you liked the first one because it was too obvious what happened and you got everything too easily and everything was understandable, this one's great because there's a bit more ambiguity there. You'd be like, oh, what does that mean? And be confused.
If you... Yeah? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think this movie's for if you like a challenge.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the sense that if you want something challenging to even sit through and challenging to understand, like if you like Sudoku, but they've left out a lot of the numbers to help you get your way.
Oh, yeah.
And so you keep working it out.
Really? Are we saying this is like a puzzle? But with just a lot of missing pieces.
Yeah, this is something that I feel like the Zodiac Killer would write. And just send it into a news place and be like, decipher this, and they've gone, oh no.
We'll pay you £50 if you figure this one out.
Can anyone figure out the script to S. Darko?
If you don't, I'll murder. A lot of people got killed.
Yeah, honestly, it's for if you like a challenge.
Yeah.
If you like cheap, shitty films. I do remember that when we watched this, we did have a bit of a good time.
We did have a good time. It was a really funny one.
I wish I could remember anything I said.
God. I remember going, wow, this could be a great episode. And then going, well, should we just not see each other for 3 weeks?
I sat there and I went, this is going to be a top 5 episode you'll see, Oscar. And then we just didn't see each other for a little over half a month. And here we are.
Oh, God. What a mess.
What have we done?
Not good. What's your palate cleanser, Carl?
I'm going to talk about a television show.
You talk about a television show.
It's a little cult comedy.
Yeah.
A very dark cult comedy called Search Party. Have you heard of this?
I've never heard of that. I'm intrigued.
It's
what is it?
Pretty spectacular. I am enthralled by it. I'm just about to finish the fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
It had 2 seasons, went on a 3-year hiatus,
uh-huh.
Came back for another 2 seasons. And it is about this selfish, unlikable group of 4 friends.
I have seen a trailer. Yeah. Is it funny?
Oh, yeah, hilarious. Who decide that their lives are so boring that they're just going to entwine themselves in a situation that shouldn't involve them whatsoever. And just, things just keep escalating. And it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
But also just so funny and clever. And I've been enjoying it so much. Absolutely just plowing through it.
Very nice. What's it on?
It's on Stan.
Cool. And I think I will watch it. So is it very funny?
Yeah, and HBO Max in America. I think HBO Max brought it back.
Nice. So yeah. Cancelled or just like a...
I think it just stuck in hiatus.
Gotcha.
Because it's... What's it called? And the other thing that I'll say about it is it's because it's maybe from Arrested Development.
Yes.
Phenomenal actress. Mm. She gets to do... I think she produces this too. She gets so much to do. And I think she's got so much range.
Cool.
What a talent. Go ahead. Oh,
yeah.
Oscar?
I watched Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. This is a comedy that like always sort of gets left like out there. Like everyone's sort of like, hey, if you like sort of this sort of stuff, this is a really funny one. Kind of like Pop Star.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very funny. I've not watched many like classic biopics about musicians,
mm-hmm.
but my God, I feel like all of them are like this. I've only seen Bohemian Rhapsody,
mm.
and it plays like that. One, it's very incredibly funny,
mm.
but also it's one of my favorite soundtracks to any movie ever.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
It's the music is phenomenal. It's like one of my favorite musicals, but the comedy also works yeah. very hard. There's a Bob Dylan song that's is hilarious. Because I don't know, you ever heard of much Bob Dylan? You ever heard much Bob Dylan music?
No, only what's famous. So, like, the times they are changing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of strange that everyone thinks this is the greatest music ever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad, but then they play it in that, and fuck, it's very funny. I really enjoyed it.
Mm. That director has a weird career.
What's he done?
He did that, I think he did that sex tape, or like Bad Teacher. As a follow-up? It's like
yeah, Joe... Bad Teacher.
Yeah.
Jake Carson.
Yeah, and then he's done the two Jumanji films. So he's gone like...
Strange.
It's like big, like successful comedy, awful comedy, near billion-dollar grossing blockbusters. Yeah.
He also did this one, Orange County. I've never seen it, but all I've seen it in the music. I saw it in the
I've seen the cover show. All this. Is that the one with the oranges over the yeah. eyes?
No clue what's about.
No.
It's pretty average. No one likes it. No one dislikes it. It's got the most average ratings I've ever seen.
Mm.
A 2.7.
Yeah. I'd be interested to read that original Bad Teacher script.
Because that was like a Blacklist one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I was looking, because it's two of the main writers of The Office. And they've done the more, like, darker, cringy episodes. Mm. So, like, Scott's Tots. And the dinner party and stuff like that. So I feel like it must have been more on the darker
yeah.
side of the comedy stuff. And I just don't think that translates at all in that film.
No, but Cameron Diaz got like...
She's good in it.
No, she made so much money.
Oh yeah, she did make a lot of money. Like, wasn't that like the most for a yeah, woman in a while? Like 20 million up front or something like
20
that?
20 million up front and then like back... backlog? Back money?
Yeah, she got back end.
Back end.
Did you see how much money Rian Johnson's got? For the Knives Out sequels?
No, how much?
Well, they sold the sequels to Knives Out to Netflix.
Yeah.
For close to $500 million. So not the rights, just the distribution for two movies.
You're joking.
And so Rian Johnson's set to make $100 million. Daniel Craig's set to make $100 million. And so this doesn't include the budget either. So on top of it, Netflix is paying for the budget, I think.
So they're paying... Close to $1 billion, probably, because about... What do you reckon these films are going to cost?
So those Knives Out one, what was it? That was a $40 million film, and they said that they would, at minimum, give him the same budget again for each.
Yeah.
And the new one's shooting in Greece.
God.
But yeah.
Will they release that in cinemas then, do you reckon?
Yeah, because I think they'll want the... Because the... You know how they released...
Yeah.
Like, Knives Out had, like, an Oscar campaign.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you wouldn't...
Yeah, go for
put it back in cinemas again. Jeez,
500 million.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? Yeah. It's like 470 or something. Something close to 500 million.
And they get two sequels or?
Yeah, so that includes the two. Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I love it. It's pretty much just like Poirot and like new people like, wow, a murder mystery. It's like, you can watch this on BBC. It's like 4,000 trillion episodes.
Ever heard of Midsummer Murders?
Great.
But I'm just happy for Rian Johnson because he got so bullied by those Star Wars fans and he didn't deserve it in my opinion.
No, he did not.
So I'm happy that he's just like, oh, what, that original concept I came up with just got me $100 million. Ooh, ooh.
All creative freedom for two movies.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
A very successful, oh God, go him.
I would love it if he just used that money to bankroll his own trilogy and then just went, I'm coming back and you're going to put up with me and I'm going to fucking crush it.
Buys Disney, does his own Star Wars.
He buys Disney for $100 million. He's like, I valued your company. $100 million.
Well, he's got us there. Yes.
Never had somebody with so much moxie try and undercut us with such a small amount of money.
But you gotta give it to him. He does, he's like, I'm doubling down and extend the cut of The Last Jedi.
9 hours long.
Wow, second week in a row the mics have broken. Isn't that fun? Anyway, next week we'll be reviewing Now You See Me Too. As always, if you have any questions, email us at askwwwtpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a message on Twitter. Go bloody crazy. Thank you for listening.